Now, during the month of August 2023, we will be hosting the IEC for 6 weeks to discuss the Electoral Amendment Act in the preparation for the 2024 national as well as the provincial elections. The main objective of this campaign is to inform and educate the electorate about the amendment and its implications on the electoral processes and the electorate in particular. The campaign will start by unpacking the electoral amendment that will come into effect in 2024 NPE, allowing the independents to contest elections for the very first time since 1994. Over this period, the following topics will be covered. The first one is, what is the Electoral Amendment Act? What is new in NPE 2024? Inclusion of independent candidates in national as well as provincial elections. How to vote in the NPE 2024 and also NPE, what it means itself for 2024. Seat allocation in the National Assembly and provincial legislature. And also last week we defined the Electoral Amendment Act. And this week we are discussing what is new in NPE 2024 as a result of the Amendment Act. We are talking to Liesl Lowe. She is from the IEC. Hello, Liesl, and welcome on KC.
Hi, Avril. Thank you very much. It's nice to join you.
Thanks again for your time to educate us about the Electoral Amendment Act, etc. The Electoral Amendment Act introduces several changes to elections. Will there be changes also affected the 2024 general elections?
Yes, Avril, these amendments were introduced to address specific issues and concerns related to the electoral process. So as part of our preparations for the upcoming elections, the Commission is moving with deliberate speed to adapt our supporting businesses, applications and regulations, which is necessary for the implementation of this particular Act.
And then what changes should we expect in the 2024 elections?
The Amendment Act introduces several changes which are aimed at enhancing the electoral management process, building upon the amendments that were made in September 2020. Now, these changes relate, among others, to independent candidates, firstly. Now, these amendments mean then that individuals who are not associated with political parties may now also stand as independent candidates to contest these elections. And then it also has an impact on our voters, because for the first time in 2024 in the national provincial election, voters will be required to vote at the voting station where they are registered. If they intend to vote outside their registered segment, there is a section 24A in the Electoral Act that makes provision for them to do so. But this has been amended, so that they have to actually now apply in advance, and this application has to be approved by the CEO for them to, to vote at the station where they're not registered. And the dates for these applications for Section 24A votes will be published in the election timetable. Then, as it pertains to voters that are abroad, voters voting within the country of their registration do not have to notify our CEO of their intention to vote in that country and mission. But if they will be voting at a different mission or country other than where they are registered, they do have to notify the CEO also on dates that will be published and available in the election timetable in due course.
And is it true that when we vote from next year, we will be going to get 3 ballot papers? Is that true?
Yes, so our voters may remember that in the past, when we have in the national and provincial elections, they have been issued with 2 ballot papers when they go to the voting station to vote. But now, with the amendments and the inclusion of independent candidates onto the scene, voters will now, for the first time, receive 3 ballot papers in national and provincial elections. And these 3 ballot papers Two of them pertain to the National Assembly. Now, the National Assembly consists of two parts, basically. Now, the one part is the one is what the first ballot is for. That is the ballot where they will see a list of political parties that are contesting, and they vote for a political party to represent them in the National Assembly. And then the new ballot, or the third one that is now introduced, is what we call the regional ballot. This ballot is for the other part of the National Assembly, where they vote for a political party or an independent candidate contesting in the region or province for elections to the National Assembly. Obviously, then contestants include both political parties and independent candidates, which will be specific to each of the nine regions. And then the third ballot paper relates to our provincial legislature. So we call this the provincial ballot, where they will also vote for a political party or independent candidate contesting these elections of the provincial legislature to represent them in that province. And each of these provincial ballot papers will be customized for each of the nine provinces.
And are there other areas of the 2024 elections that will be affected by the Electoral Amendment Act?
Yes, Errol, because the independent candidates are now included as part of this election and have the option to participate and make themselves available to be voted for. The amendments impact on candidate nomination, voting, counting, and seat allocations, will be discussed in the episodes that will follow after this one, obviously, as you referred to earlier at the start of this interview.
And can you tell us how will all these changes affect us as voters?
Well, because independent candidates are included, this can assist to improve representation in Parliament, of course. So as a result, we can expect to see more varied opinions and ideas represented in Parliament. Also, it gives an opportunity for voters who do not belong necessarily to specific political parties or do not support specific political parties. It will also give them a voice, in governance, to vote possibly for maybe some of the independent candidates that they would like to support. And this is crucial for our democracy because it means that for the first time in South Africa's history, in 2024 next year, we will likely see independent politicians who will answer to voters more directly. And this then also implies that they are more likely to be sensitive to the demands of the people that they represent.
And when is the countdown to the 2024 election starting?
Well, the countdown to the NPE 2024 has actually already begun, and we want to really appeal to the voters and the listeners out there who intend to vote not to miss out on the chance to make a difference and let their voices be heard. This democracy of South Africa really needs you.
And is there more exactly when exactly are these 2024 elections? Can you maybe give us a date or the month?
Well, by law, the next democratic elections, national and provincial, must be held between May and August 2024. So that is the time period that we have, the time slot during which these elections must take place. But the exact date of the elections will be announced by the president, and that is expected early in next year.
And for those that are not registered to vote, will they be given an opportunity to register to vote in these upcoming elections?
Absolutely. If you're a South African citizen and you are 16 years or older and you have an ID document or even just a temporary one that is not expired yet, you can register at any of the IEC offices around the country during office hours, or you can also go online and register there. Our website is www.elections.org.za, where you can either go to register or even check your registration status to see whether your details are correct. Then we will also be having, as the IEC, a national registration weekend on the 18th and 19th of November this year, where we will open up all our voting stations and, voters can come and register or just check their registration status or update it where it's necessary. And these stations will be open the Saturday and the Sunday between 8 and 5.
Liesel, any last comments from you, an important message to us as listeners as we wrap up this interview?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I would just like to reiterate what I've said before, where it pertains to one of the amendments of this Act, is that you will be voting where you are registered. And if you can't, if you foresee that you're not going to be able to do that, you need to apply in advance and get the approval from the CEO to vote elsewhere. So we really want to ask everybody to participate in the upcoming elections, and before they can obviously do that, they just need to make sure that they are registered and make sure that they've checked their registration status. It's obviously easier to do so online. So if you have access to online facilities or to the internet, check your own status, help your family and friends to do so as well. But just remember that you will need their ID number, their full name, address, and cell phone number or email address, and of course their permission to do so.
And if we want more information about the IEC, how can we get in touch with the IEC for more?
Okay, thanks for that, Avril. We are on all the social media platforms that's available. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can just find us at IEC South Africa. Or you can use our WhatsApp number, 0600-880-00. You can just WhatsApp hi, and then you will receive further instructions. You can go online to our website, which I've mentioned earlier, elections.org.za. Or you can also send an email to info@elections.org.za.
Lizon Low, thanks again for your valuable information regarding this election that's very important, because it's the first time that there will be independent candidates also. What is the topic was, what is new in the NPE National Provincial Elections 2024 as the result of the Amendment Act? And enjoy the rest of your day till we talk again about elections.
Yes, thank you, Avril. Same to you and your listeners. Thank you very much. Thank you.